I'm with the newest member of the Ravens, Jeremy Zutaw. Congratulations on coming to Baltimore. How's it feel?
Thank you. Feels great. It's great to be here.
What was the last week like for you, and what at what point did you realize that you could end up getting traded by Tampa and potentially end up here in Baltimore?
It was actually pretty surprising how fast everything, you know, started to happen. You know, we talked to Tampa for a while, really thought that it might be better to explore, see what else was, you know, out there for me available wise. And you know, Baltimore was very interested, you know, pretty much from the word go. And you know, we worked some things out, and it was probably this weekend, and then a couple days later, here I am.
So you hear that process, you kind of go through it, and you say this could be a possibility. What was your reaction when you get the call from your agent or from Ozzy, whoever it was, and they say you're coming to Baltimore?
It was a nice surprise. You know, Baltimore obviously very very respectable organization. They've been at the pretty much top of the NFL for pretty much as long as I can remember, and it's exciting to join that and be a part of that now.
When you've been in one place for as long as you've have drafted and spent your entire time in Tampa, can a change of scenery sometimes just be refreshing?
Yeah, it's a little surprising, you know, after six years, which went by really fast, to turn around and say, you know, you're not going back to the place where you spent your whole career. You know, it is different, but the new atmosphere, new scene, it will be refreshing, and should be a good opportunity for me.
Now, one of the things that you've done really well during your career is you've played a lot of positions. You've played center, right guard, left guard, a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Here, John Harbaugh said he expects you to be the starting center. Is that where you feel most comfortable right now?
Yeah, that's where I feel most comfortable now. That's where I've been playing most recently, and I think that going forward, it's probably the best position for me. So it'll be nice to kind of lock into that one position and grow there.
Is it encouraging when you hear the head coach from the start say, we expect him to be the starter?
Yeah, it is encouraging, but at the same time, I don't expect anything, you know, handed to me. I'm going to go out there and compete every day that I'm here.
I know you just got here yesterday, had to pass the physical and make the trade official. Have you had the chance to meet with much of the coaching staff, and what have you guys talked about so far?
Yeah, I met with most of the offensive staff, a lot with Coach Castillo. We're just, you know, going through a lot of the offense. You know, it's going to be new with Coach Kubiak coming over, and we're just he's just trying to get everything hammered out with me.
What are your expectations for your role in the offense and in specifically working in the zone blocking scheme? Coach Kubiak's known for his zone blocking scheme, and how comfortable are you with that sort of an offensive approach?
I'm very comfortable with it. You know, there's going to be a lot of running, a lot of chance to display athleticism and things like that. So I think what they have in mind suits me and suits what I've been able to do so far.
Well, how would you describe yourself as an offensive lineman?
Athletic, tough, smart, nonstop.
Mm-hmm. And Coach Kubiak has had a lot of running backs who put up a lot of yards mm-hmm. over the course of his time as a coach, not just in Houston, all the way going back to his time as a coordinator in Denver. Is that something that gets you excited as an offensive lineman?
Yeah, definitely. I think offensive linemen take a lot of pride in running the ball. And, you know, obviously we like to protect our quarterback too, but there's nothing quite like demoralizing the defense, just running through them, you know, at will. And it'll be nice to put up a lot of good numbers, and you know, you have a running back who has put up those numbers in this league, and Ray Rice, and looking forward to getting back to that.
Well, you mentioned Ray Rice. That's a guy you know well. You guys played college ball together at yeah. Rutgers. For fans who don't know, what are your memories of playing with him, and how excited are you to be on the same team as him again?
Ray is a fun, exciting guy to play for. I mean, he makes your job easier out there, but while he's going, he brings so much energy and effort to what he's doing. It makes you go the extra mile for him, and it'll be great not only to be on the field with him again, but just be in the locker room with him again because he's a great guy.
Does that make a difference when you come to a new place and it really is everybody pretty much new? Maybe there's a couple of guys that you know. I know that you know Eugene Monroe a little bit from your high school days, mm-hmm. but does it help knowing you know at least one guy in the locker room that you can kind of connect with and help make this transition a little bit more smooth?
Yes, it'll help. But, I mean, everything I've heard about the Ravens organization and the locker room, it should be a pretty smooth transition just the kind of guys that they have around the place.
The other important position here, you mentioned it a little bit, is the idea of protecting the quarterback. That's mm-hmm. something that when you've got a guy like Joe Flacco here, that's something that's a top priority. Have you talked to Joe at all, and what are your expectations of working with him?
We haven't spoken yet, but, I mean, we're going to be spending a lot of time together, so there's no rush right now. I mean, Joe has a great reputation around his league. I mean, he had doubters, you know, a couple years ago, and he went out and he proved it week in and week out, and earned to be one of the top quarterbacks in this league. And I have a lot of respect for him, and I'm really looking forward to working with him.
Jeremy, when you switched teams, Tampa has gone through some struggles in recent years, and you went through a couple of coaching changes when you were there. When you come here, John Harbaugh's been here since 2008. Ozzie Newsome's been here since the beginning. Is it nice to come to an environment that you know there's some stability, and this is a team that from day one has expectations of competing for a championship?
Yeah, it's nice to be part of a stable organization where you can just go out and just really worry about playing football and winning games and winning a championship.
Jeremy, I know when I talked to you just minutes literally after the trade went through over the weekend, you said from that time you expect to be in Baltimore for a long time. How did you know that so early on, and what made you say that this is a place that I want to be for the long haul?
Like I said, you know, the organization has a great reputation. You know, Coach Mr. Ozzie Newsome, when a guy like that who's a Hall of Famer, who's played in this league for a long time and has done the things that he has, and he said he wants you to be a part of his organization, that means a lot to me, and I really just want to be here for as long as I can.
Jeremy, we're glad to have you here. We expected you to be here for a long time, so thank you very much, and welcome to Baltimore.
Thank you.
Awesome, man.